And we're going to look into whether the spad values could complement the nutrient status in romaine lettuce. I'm sure all of us are very familiar with this spad value. That is a handy-dandy tool that every scientist, every graduate student is very familiar with. We always use it and use it for measure the relative chlorophyll concentration, which instantaneously and repetitive measurements is given without damaging the leaf tissue. So that is much easier for us. And also it's affordable. We can take it to the field or greenhouse, anywhere we want to do that. And which is also a non-destructive method of measuring the relative chlorophyll content. Alright? And also it can predict the suboptimal level of nutrients. Reason being is the chlorosis that is we are measuring it. So it measures the suboptimal level of nutrient content in a non-destructive method compared to the tissue analysis. Okay? And one thing we have to bear in mind is that the area of the spad value in the leaf lamina is only about 6 millimeters square. So it's a small area that we are measuring it, and we are actually extrapolating the data for this purpose. Okay? And some other aspect of this leaf meter is that calibration. So when you take a readings, it's very important that we need to be very specific about the leaf position and which leaf need to be sampled. These are the important things, okay? And also there's a lack of information on deficiency or toxicity of elements other than nitrogen, okay? And in the case of, let's say, iron and sulfur, you know, if you happen to take the measurements on the older leaf, then it is not going to show any difference in the spad values compared to the normal. Okay? And here, just to show you, this is iron deficiency in cucumber plants, and the spad value, this is the spad value corresponding with the severity of iron deficiency, and the values increases as we go down. So if you happen to take a measurement of older leaves, that is not going to show any difference in the iron deficiency or sulfur, because those elements are generally appear on the younger leaf, okay? Just a calibration part of it, okay? And these are some of the previous studies that we have conducted, and we like to share it when we are using this spad meter. This is a classic symptoms of nitrogen deficiency, which always appear on older leaf and then progress to younger leaf. But then that's not the case always. There are some exceptions to it. In case of coffee, nitrogen-deprived conditions always develop chlorosis on a mature and young leaf, not on an older leaf, okay? And this is a control plant, okay? And there are other species of floriculture plants where chlorosis giving way to reddish pigmentations, okay? This is in begonia, in cabbage, petunia, and celosia. So this other pigmentation is going to be a challenge in calibrating this spad meter. And more so also in blueberry, the deprived condition is actually red pigmentation rather than chlorosis. Okay? And even though some cultivars, it gives you chlorotic conditions under nitrogen deprived condition, some species within the cultivar gives reddish pigmentation. So these pose some challenges. So with that in mind, we start to use the spad values specific to our leaf position, area in the lamina, and the age of the leaf to compare with the normal and deprived conditions, and whether these values can complement the macro and micronutrient status in romaine lettuce. Okay? This is a graduate student who graduated from our lab. She did the study, and for that, what we did, we grew the romaine lettuce plant hydroponically, and the treatment consisted of normal and deprived macro and micronutrients. For that, we selected 4 readings per plant and 4 plants per application and a total of 3 replications per treatment. So it consists of each reading for each plant is about 48 readings per plant, okay? And these are the symptoms of nitrogen-deprived condition for romaine lettuce. Here, we just like to show that we categorize the symptom as 3 stages. The first one here is the normal, and then we compare across the early, which is able to diagnose by comparing next to a control plant, okay? Unless there are some expert in the field, they can, you know, and this is obvious, so anybody looking at the older leaf should be able to diagnose it. And this is advanced stage. And here is the tissue values at the control, and then the tissue value at the early stage, and obvious, and at advanced stage, okay? Further down, we took the value of SPAD value, and then we start measure the position on the leaf, okay? Old leaf versus matured, recently matured, and young leaf, okay? And we measure it at three different stages. At the early stage, where the incipient symptoms develop, and then the obvious stage, and then the advanced stage. And also the tissue levels. Tissue content here is, this is normal plant's tissue content at the three different stages. And this is at the deprived leaves tissue content. And here, if you were to use SPAD value to make any kind of correlations, at the early stage, we were to choose the old leaf, you fail to see the SPAD value difference. Okay, so you need to only can take old leaf at the obvious and advanced stage. Okay, and whereas for mature leaf, yes, at the early stage, it gives a reading of different reading. Okay, all right. So I'm running because of time different. And in the case of P deficiency, fail to develop any chlorosis is remain darker green. Okay, and only advanced stage that is light grayish colors. Okay. And here we use, at the early stage, you can use old leaf to measure the difference in SPAD value, okay? Not at the, not the maturing leaf or recently mature leaf. At the obvious stage, you can't use the SPAD value because there's no difference between the control and the deprived elements, okay? And even though the recently mature leaves, the nutrient level significantly declined, okay? And here, potassium deficiency. Potassium deficiency generally fail to develop any chlorosis, always deeper green than the normal plant. So in this case, if we were to use SPAD value at the early stage, we will be failed to detect the SPAD value compared to the control plant. So we can only use a SPAD value at obvious and advanced for old leaves, and the remaining leaves we won't be able to use that. The value means meaningless. Okay, and whereas in the case of sulfur, it does develop the chlorotic symptoms, but then the symptoms first start with the younger leaf and then gradually move out. Okay, and romaine lettuce, the phyllotaxy is different. So unlike cucumber, it's different stories. It's easier to measure the older leaf, younger leaf. So you need to go from inside to outside. So that's another challenge. So here, we won't be able to use at old leaf or mature leaf or recently mature leaf, but the young leaf should be able to use to correlate with the nutrient status. Okay, and iron deficiency generally you see on a younger leaf, but then more at the base epitel, not at the tip. But we were measuring the point of measurement is at the acropetal region of it. So, and if you take the measurements at the acropetal region at the early stage, we fail to diagnose of the nutritional status of iron deficiency at the early stage using SPAD value. You can only diagnose it at the obvious and advanced stage. So visual symptoms comes more effective compared to that. Okay. So here is the calcium deficiency. Calcium deficiency is much more similar to potassium. It's always deeper green, except for the early stage will be some necrotic spots, and gradually the necrotic spots enlarge to larger. Okay, so SPAD value will not work in this situation. Okay, so just to summarize it, so just we need more than one leaf, okay, readings, and also at different physiological age, at that could minimize the errors in taking reading. So this is where we need to look into for what elements we are looking in, what species, and so that the nutrient symptoms and the status is more reliable in SPAD value, okay? And should exclude in a romaine lettuce, the main vein is thick, so we should exclude the area and area adjacent to it. So if you were to take that, then it's going to give a error, compounding error, and then if you happen to impose some pigmentation, then we need to have inaccuracy is going to have in terms of reflecting the nutrient status. And Roman letters, due to complex nature, so chlorosis symptoms, yes, you can use it more reliable, and like elements like potassium, calcium, phosphorus, it do exhibit darker green, so it is no-no unless you take necessary precautions, okay? And leaf color also can, it's not necessarily a good indicator of a health plant. Darker green does not always represent a healthy plant, so therefore SPAT values should be used cautiously, especially in potassium deficient plants, and future research, because Roman lettuce is green, there are other green colored lettuce out there, so we need to calibrate that so that these informations can be referred with the standards, okay? And with that, I'd like to thank the IPNI and also USDA for funding for this project, and also like to thank Syngenta providing the seeds for this study, and Smithers and Oasis for providing the media. And once again, thank you for listening, and I'm open to any questions now. Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay. Yeah.